Do we really need to have this latest toy in the face of all the other things? One of the reasons, I guess, they increase the military spending. They're saying this new weapon that they're talking about developing is so critically important to our arsenal. We already know that the increases that are coming anyway for the Pentagon in the next budget cycle from all the munitions that we gave to Ukraine, we're really going to be looking for some tremendous increases. Joe Biden is trying to get out ahead of it, but he's being attacked by both Democrats and Republicans.
Well, more power to Joe Biden if he's willing to put his foot in the sand and try and slow down the process.
But he's not going to win that.
If it's not one thing, it's another. If it's not a hypersonic cruise missile that can carry a nuclear warhead, it's a particular kind of naval vessel that we can become obsolete in 12 years, like the Milwaukee class ships, you know, that were around for less than 20 years, and now we're getting rid of them. They were ahead of them. They were ahead of the pack, and then they got behind.
Yeah,
you know, our defense expenditures are crazy, and they are. We talked in the beginning of the show about how things are fear driven and fear motivated. And the people who are in the industry of making munitions for the U.S. government are very, very good at using fear as a motivational tool so that people who can talk about things that are way beyond their capacity to understand, like having a bipartisan support for something as technical as the need for a hypersonic nuclear warhead cruise missile on top of the huge arsenal of nuclear weapons we have, and the analysis of the strategic ways in which any of these things might get used. To me, it's the United States is biting on the same bait that the USSR bid on when they started spending money
before Gorbachev. Right.
When Reagan talked about Star Wars and Russia had already been spending far too much of their GDP on weaponry, and we are spending far too much of our GDP on weaponry. And we're headed in the same place. You know, we have these families that earn $75,000 a year median income who live paycheck to paycheck and can't afford health care. Now, that's in a country that has decided we should have hypersonic cruise missiles, we should be able to fight wars on three fronts, we should have what's approaching $1 trillion a year expended on weapons, and that's so that we can't afford daycare and education and health care, and a family of 75,000 doesn't get enough public support to survive?
You know, Sandy, and I was looking at some numbers maybe a month or two ago of the what China actually has in the way of these weapons and what they actually spend in Russia. And those are the ones we're concerned about, and they're not doing anywhere near. So we're doing all this planning for China and Russia. Who else could we be doing the planning for?
Well, we're planning so that we can essentially this three front war thing is really that we can dominate the world. Okay.
Well, yes.
And America does apparently have this concept that we need to spend enough money so that we are we dominate the world and can essentially rattle our sword in any direction and every direction.
And how dare the world push back?
Yes.
Anybody who pushes back, be it China, Russia. Anybody who stands up and says, enough hegemony, America, which is what you always talk about, we're not going to allow it anymore.
Right.
And the American people don't realize what this is that's us being the aggressor, right? I mean,
yeah, when we assert this hegemony, geopolitical power over the world, we basically tell the world that if people get out of bounds according to the rules that we're setting for world conduct, that we will use our military to put them in place. And when they talk about moving their military and having it stationed around the world, when China talks about having a Ghanese naval base, America jumps up and down and goes crazy. You know, when they want to have a naval base in the South Pacific, we jump up and down and go crazy. We have naval bases all over the world.
But Sandy, it's like you said, it's at the expense of children.
Yes.
The elderly.
Right. So, I mean, you know, I was on a plane ride talking to a fellow about this, and he said, well, China doesn't tell us, we don't know everything they spend. Okay, double the amount they spend.
And it still doesn't come close.
Yeah, and double the amount that Russia says they spend, it still doesn't come close. The amount we spend is astronomic. It's astronomic. And we talk about how we're spending all this money on behalf of European safety, and they ought to spend more. No. We're spending this money because our political dynamic has made military expenditure a third rail, a political third rail, that nobody can criticize and get in the way of. For instance, a president who presumably has access to all of the intelligence, in fact, more intelligence than anyone in either the House of Representatives or the U.S. Senate has access to. The president has access to all of the intelligence apparatus in the government. He doesn't think this cruise missile is necessary, but there's a bipartisan group of people in the Senate and
right.
the House who think it is. So where's that coming from?
So well, we know where it's coming from the lobbyists for those.
Yeah.
And that's what I've always said, is that, you know, the fact that it's bipartisan, they can't come together on anything else. You talked about, and we constantly talked about the prescription drugs.
Yeah. There's just a couple of things they can never get together on.
That. Yeah.
Changing that little bit of the Affordable Care Act that affected the medical equipment manufacturers, they could get together on that.
Right.
One. Nothing else.
Changing a little bit when it comes to the gun laws.
Yeah,
a wee bit.
They can get together on military expenditures. Everything.
Right. Almost 100%.
Well, they can get together and spend more than they are asked to spend.
Right.
So what is that all about? You know, that's clearly about the policy making that happens in the corridors and in the dark.
You know, when I first saw the story, and I'm looking at Joe Biden's pushing back. Oh, and I automatically assumed he's pushing back against the Republicans. No, he's pushing back equally against the Democrats, who have agreed this additional money that the Pentagon didn't ask for.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't ask for. They're going to give it to him. You know, we just continue to look at these things, Sandy, and nothing seems to get better. But where are we going now? I wanted to talk about this. Where is it at? It was actually a conversation about, Sandy, about Ukraine. And I know I have it here somewhere. But it was where Zelensky was asked about, maybe is it time to start having these conversations about negotiations?
Yeah, and I think his response was adamant that they wouldn't give.
Yeah, not yet. Not now.
They wouldn't give up 1 inch of land, 1 inch of Ukraine, essentially. And I wasn't clear whether it was harking back to the Crimea and all of that contested real estate, which was annexed by Russia in 2014, pursuant to.
Sandy, but the point I'm trying to make is, he sees the carnage. He knows it's ramping up. I'm talking about Zelensky.
Well, I think
it's getting worse.
Yeah.
So why would he not, you know, say, well, maybe just to stop this?
I don't understand who makes foreign policy in the United States, and I suspect that many Ukrainians scratch their head and don't understand who makes foreign policy in Ukraine. You know, the willingness on the part of the Ukrainian government to negotiate a settlement is, I suspect, the subject of all kinds of pressures within Ukraine and political pressures. And I suspect that the conservative arm, the nationalist arm of Ukraine, which is the political side from which Zelensky was elected, has a fair amount of influence over him. And it is concerning because right now there are some who would assert that the West is arming the Ukraine until they fight to the last Ukrainian. And I guess what you're describing is a worry that Zelensky's willing to go there too, to fight essentially to the last Ukrainian who can stand up and fight, and to, you know, they're currently.
And to what point does that prove?
They're currently saying that they've got $500 billion of infrastructure damage that would need to be rebuilt after the war. So, what the world is lining up for is essentially arming Ukraine for a longer deadlock battle against Russia. The outcome on the ground is beginning to appear to be the outcome that everyone predicted. People predicted it would happen very quickly. It's happening much more slowly. The slowness of it happening is actually to the detriment of Ukraine. If the same outcome is achieved, as would have been achieved quickly, gets achieved in a slow process, it's like death by a million drops of water.
So, Sandy, there's over $350 billion Russian dollars in different banks, and people are saying, well, those dollars should be turned over to Ukraine to, you know, rebuild Ukraine. Is that a legal thing to do? I mean, can you?
Well, I mean, there is this problem that you know, we're worried about the U.S. dollar continuing to be the world currency. And the more the dollar holdings of countries are used to weaponize, and weaponized in the manner of confiscating them and then using them for whatever purpose the United States prefers, is a troublesome thing for maintaining the dollar as the world currency. Because, for instance,
it's not criminal.
Well, who is the the international law on this is kind of
vague.
The golden rule: whoever holds the gold has the rules. But. China is the largest holder of U.S. currency, okay? And China's another country that we could weaponize against, right? So if China decided to liquidate its dollar holdings, and if China became resolute about using a currency other than the dollar, they're experimenting with it right now, putting together a consortium of currencies, a market basket of currencies that they are looking at replacing the dollar.
Sandy, hold the thought. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. So...